I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Johnny, again, I really enjoyed that conversation. We're talking with Johnny Wilkinson. Johnny, in 2003, scored what would be, actually, is this the only World Cup that England ever won in rugby?
It's the only World Cup that a Northern Hemisphere team has ever won. So England
won,
but England's the only Northern Hemisphere team. Every other World Cup's been South Africa, New Zealand, or Australia.
Crazy. So explain to us real quick, what is the drop shot?
Drop goal, what it is basically like a field goal in American football. When you put the ball down, we put it on a tee. We don't have someone holding it. It's a dead ball situation, like a free kick in soccer. And if you kick that through the post, that's 3 points. But that can only be when you're awarded a penalty, whereas a drop goal can be in the middle of play. And drop goal means that you drop the ball from your hands and then kick it as soon as it touches the floor. So it must bounce, but as soon as it bounces, you can kick it. And that's called a drop goal. And that can be done at any point during the game. So those, if you want to kick a penalty, you have to earn, sorry, if you want to kick a field goal, you have to earn a penalty. But a drop goal, you can just hit from anywhere at any time.
That is a crazy feat, by the way. How far was your kick?
Yeah.
How far out was your kick from the goal?
So I'm going to go ahead and I actually, because like I mentioned to Laura, when I was young, I started messing around with both feet. So I had a thing with drop goals where I'd just use whichever foot felt right. And the one in the World Cup final just happened to be with what people might consider to be my weaker foot. But I used to kick on the basis of whichever foot gave me the best angle or the most time away from the opposition. This one was about between 25 and 30 meters out, just to the side. It was one of the easier ones by all accounts. But I as much as I like to talk about sort of not being dependent upon the outside world for my happiness, I'll always be grateful that one went over for sure, as opposed to missing.
Uh-huh, sure. And that was one of the things I was thinking about during your conversation. I was like, so that was 2003, it's 2022, it's been 20 years. You've been on this introspective spiritual journey since, And sort of the idea that I got was that you had reached the, I think we all, I was thinking about this. I was like, we all dream about hitting that free throw that'll win the game or the grand slam home run that'll, you know, take the team to the series and the goal in soccer. And you did it. You actually lived your whole life up to this point and got there. I mean, I can't imagine the feeling you had with the world around you. And then this journey of self-worth began at a new level for you. Is that kind of sum it up a little bit about the conversation you guys had?
Yeah, definitely. I think the summary of it is, I think, is that when you haven't done it, it matters so much, and rightfully so. But when you have, it doesn't matter. And that's kind of the thing, you know, not winning on the way to that World Cup, it was everything. But once you've won it, you kind of go, oh. And I think that was, if you expand or intensify that, is this it feeling, that was the hit that I took, was that it was not just the, is this it about the World Cup? It was about life. Is this it? You know, I've done everything. I fought hard. I've sacrificed. I've given this. And this is it. And suddenly that ultimate kind of the doom almost got in that said, you know, well, you're done for. You're done for. What have you got left? What have you got left? That was your gift. You've achieved everything you wanted to. What have you got left? And thankfully, over it with a bit of time and settling in, that was a pointer to say, you've got so much left. You haven't even scratched the surface. You've just been looking in the wrong direction.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
You know, a lot of us get transfixed on, you know, like, this is the thing that will make me whole. And then when we hit the thing, we realize that it's not the thing. And I really loved how you talked about the journey being an inside job, we call it, in our community, right? Where the fix doesn't come from anything exterior. Anytime we transfix on something from the outside to fix the inside, we're in a precarious position. And then the journey becomes you said we were talking about rugby, and I have a little history with the rugby. I never played, but I lived in a town that had a... No, I never played. But,
I didn't know you had a history with rugby.
Well, the Park City, I lived in a ski town, and I think rugby is really popular among ski towns. Like all the ski towns play each other, and they have a rugby team. And it's a real festival for the town. We all get together, come down. It's a big drinking and partying thing. And one of the things, I'm getting off track a little bit, but one of the things I did love about rugby is it was so fierce on the field, but there was such camaraderie when it was over. And it was a real dichotomy for me. I didn't understand what I was witnessing when I was witnessing, but you talked really well about that. Can you maybe talk just a little bit more about how that exists?
Well, I've sort of said before, it's a bit of one of those properties of rugby that it can't be found in the parts. Yeah, you can't look at the parts and go, well, this added makes this. It just springs out of rugby. I think it has something to do with the fact there's a contact nature of it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's physical.
It's somewhere between football,
physical vulnerability,
and soccer. And I mean, I don't even understand. it's crazy with no pads.
Exactly, and there's no pads, but there's also so much of it because of the way the game's structured. There is enormous dependence upon the teammates either side of you or in your team generally, that if you want to have a good game, it's not happening unless everyone is having a good game. You know, the times that I got man of the match, the best way I could have passed that off would just be to say, it's just because of my team. And every time someone said, you were terrible, I could have equally said, it's pretty much because of my team. It's the way it works. And you have to spark that. But I think the brilliant thing for me is that in the change room, because of that physical vulnerability, because of that unknown, because of, you know, it's physical as well. Am I going to get hurt? Am I going to do it? Am I going to be the one that misses the tackle? Am I going to be this? Do I get this right? You share that vulnerability and there is no answer to it. It's what we were talking about in the chat about the response to vulnerability is not to try and answer it. And when you're in the change room with these guys, everyone's looking at each other for that reassurance. They want you to say something which will make them know it's going to be okay. But the only thing that makes you know it's going to be okay is when you look at your teammate and you just know that they will go there with you. They can't take away anything, but if they go with me and they are willing to also be vulnerable and also take that next step into the unknown and through the challenge, then you look and go, somehow that's answered it without answering it. And that's what I think brings that bond in players and also with opposition players, because you know that they are also going through the same thing, and you walk out onto that field and you have no guarantee but that part of you that says, I can choose what I do next, and that other part of you that says, we're stronger together.
I mean, you've shed such a cool light on such a, I probably think it's maybe one of the most understood sports out there, because it is so sort of nichey and it is so European more so than it is in the United States. Even Laura was like, what? You have experience? And I loved it. I mean, I never understood it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And Antipodean as well. So yeah, you go down south and you'll find it's Africa, Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, really big, and others, big rugby heartlands. But yeah, we're sort of, I think we're making our way towards you. We're getting there in your universities. We're growing fast, I think.
I've been a surfer for many years, and I've kind of hit a place in surfing where I feel like I've plateaued a little bit, and I'm trying to, you know, sort of get myself away from it. And as I do it, I'm not trying to give it up. I'm trying to find balance with it, if you will. And as I do it, I look back and I think about all the times I've given surfing more of my time than I should have. And I'm trying to see if I have regrets. Is there any regrets of your pursuit of this goal that you achieved? Did you miss anything?
Regret was something that I used to function on majorly. One of those things that sent me into a crisis moment was the inability to change the past. The idea that the past would stain me, you know, whatever it was that I did, humiliation or whatever, it would live with me. And the fact that you couldn't change it. But then I learned something, or I revealed something very, very interesting, I think, in my life, which is to understand that I grew up with this idea that who you are is just a result of all you've been through. But I debunked it so quickly when I got deeper into it, because I would look at a difficult period. I was injured for 4 years and missed probably a chance of playing 60 rugby games for my country, which might make me the most capped ever player and maybe the most highest point scorer. Maybe not. Maybe I would never have been picked. Who knows? But I would, if I was feeling terrible, I'd look back over that and I'd think, oh God, what a waste of time that injury was. Oh, why did it happen to me? But then when I was in another day, I would feel amazing. And I'd look back and say, wow, those 4 years of injury just changed my life. And I'd be like, hold on, this is ridiculous. I've got two different stories for who I am. This is crazy. How can people talk about a past when it's changing? And then I realized it's who you are is not what you've been through. What you've been through is a result of who you choose to be now. And now you get to change your past. So you can't have regrets. You can change your past. And it's so powerful. But then even looking at regret, I look back at who I was and how I was. And I say, right, one condition, I'll go back and do it again. But the one condition is I get put back into the same body, which means the same idea of who I was at the time. And as soon as I have that same idea of who I was at the time, I do everything the same. You can't have your wisdom. And
I had to write that down because I thought it was so powerful, right? It's like, I thought you were going to end up in the same road that I've heard, like who you know, you were just going to reverse it, but it's actually about what you do based on what's happened to you, what the next step is.
One thing that really burns me, I love it. Not many things come up in me, but this one did, was that, you know, you only ever take one step in life and that's the next one. So all this idea that of all the steps I've taken in my life, you haven't. You take one and it's the next one. And so if you imagine you keep taking that next step the way you want to, when it does come to the end, you look back, you'll look and go, what a journey. But if you make it about the last step that defines who you are, you're done for. You know, and this is the idea, I think, that when you look back and you try to make sense of what's been so that you can move on, it doesn't work that way. For me, it works in the way that you move on and that's what makes sense of what's been. So you just work on, how do I want to move on? How do I overcome these emotions that stop me being able to move on the way I want to move on? But me being me, I wanted to find all the answers. Why did I behave that way? What's happened to me in my life that's made this be this? But you're like, but this, the answer could also equally just be in saying, how do I want to be? Now take that step. And it just pulls everything into line.
Yeah. Back to that original, like, how do we attain, you were talking in the interview about a self-worth and feeling that shift of perception internally, that like that becomes the thing that you can count on as opposed to the external goals and things that you think were going to fix you. And I love that shift of perception. Like, this didn't happen to me, but how do I move forward the way I want to from this point on? I never thought we'd have such a deep conversation with a rugby player. And I have to say, you look pretty good for a rugby player.
Be surprised.
A lot of the friends I had were missing teeth. Yeah. I mean, I know your body has been brutalized, but you fared pretty well.
So I hide most of the scars. But no, I'm very lucky. And like you said, player welfare is a big thing at the moment. And I have the big conundrum now of saying, what do I think about my children playing the game? Because I have this beauteous thing of being, I love the game. It was so powerful to me. But also I love my freedom now to move and be me and still be able to, you know, touch my toes and follow my hobbies and follow my passions. There's a real balance there, and it's important to have a longer term view of life whilst making the most of the moment and investing in your health and well-being. Because in rugby, you get a lot of fit people, but not a lot of healthy people. Health is so much bigger. And that, and I think, you know, mentally, emotionally, physical, whatever you can do to invest in your health, you know, that itself, I think, is the only thing that does pay you back. I mentioned this always, you know, what do you get a payback from life? But, you know, looking after your body, looking after your mind, looking after your emotions, it pays you back pretty instantaneously as well.
It's been fascinating. And I hope you guys tune in and listen to the interview. It was very enlightening. And thank you so much, Johnny, for being on the show. We appreciate you.
My absolute pleasure. No, good luck to you both. I love the format you've got. I think it's no wonder you guys are doing so well.
Thank you, man. Hey, that was a great episode, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to thank all of our new Patreon members and thank the ones who keep sticking around. Yeah. We appreciate you guys.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Hey, honey, can you just quickly break down what happens when you join our Patreon?
Sure. Basically, when you go on the site, which we've made super easy to join.
Yeah.
There's a level for everybody starting at $5 a month.
Mm.
After you join, you get access to all the exclusive bonus content and special opportunities. The best part is that your monthly fee allows us to keep bringing you all of these incredible stories like the one you just heard.
Yeah, and we really hope you're all enjoying the monthly storytelling videos and the Zoom hangs.
Uh-huh.
Come and hang with us, right?
I know, the Zoom hangs are so much fun.
Yeah, and the monthly membership, like Scott said, starts at just $5 a month. That's 0.666667 cents per day.
I think it's 68 cents a day, but I might have to check your math on that, honey. It's close enough. So which of our Patreons are we shouting out today?
Well, first up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
Right on, Mercedes.
She's certified in EMDR. She's a certified EMDR therapist, which means...
I know. I was going to say, what is that?
Right? Mm-hmm. That Mercedes has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. And she's doing something really, really special called EMDR intensives.
Right on.
So EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. It simply, by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories. I actually did it. I actually did EMDR when I was dealing with some childhood trauma, like the bird. We all know about me and the bird.
Oh, yeah, the birds, yeah.
So let me tell you, I was really stunned by the results.
Thanks for that, honey. This is something that everyone can benefit from. Maybe like Laura, you've experienced a disturbing or traumatic life event, a car accident, work-related event, sexual assault, crime-related traumas, traumatic medical procedures. Maybe you've had a severe injury, some childhood bullying, military combat, or emotional abuse.
And if you've experienced any of these things, but like so many busy people, you just don't have the time for traditional EMDR, mm-hmm. then Mercedes' individualized concierge curated program is for you. These intensive range from half a day to several days, but they are the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Wow, that's incredible. And I also want to add, because I think it's important, that there is no need to talk extensively about those disturbing experiences. And because this intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves you a considerable amount of money in the long run.
Mm, exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you?
Right.
Then EMDR intensives are the way to go. So you want to click the link in our show notes, find Mercedes Cusick's website, book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT. She's a licensed trauma therapist located in Woodland Hills, California. And get this, as an exclusive offer only to our listeners, you will get, say it with me, hun, 10% off your first session. So see our show notes for the website, www.mercedescusick.com.
Honey, so what's new with How to Do the Pot podcast?
Oh, we just love this podcast, don't we? And we
do.
Love
we don't
Ellen.
Even smoke weed.
I know, but uh-huh. we just love Ellen because she really breaks it down. And she's one of our favorite previous guests, right?
Yeah.
So How to Do the Pot is all about demystifying cannabis for women. Over the summer, they released their new Sleep 101 series. These are short episodes where real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
And weed is something that I feel like people have a lot of old ideas about.
Yeah, they do. And we're not talking about the shoebox of seeds and stems that your uncle had under his bed. Yeah. Regular episodes of How to Do the Pot every week. You can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
I'm curious.
Mm-hmm. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. Check out How to Do the Pot, a podcast demystifying cannabis for women.
Right on. Next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Yay, Cute Booty. We just had lunch with Kelly.
Yeah, we did. Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly's garage in 2004.
Kelly Nishimoto.
Kelly, she was looking to make pants that embrace women's curves.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Particularly
the booty.
Yes.
But they were still polished enough to wear out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Her signature, her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women, for women, by women, right here in the U.S., the company is incredible, female and minority owned. Go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today.
I love mine.
Yes. What do people say when you wear those leggings, hon?
They say cute booty all the time.
Right on. And another huge shout out to one of our supporters, Kathleen Hahn.
Hey, Kathleen.
Yep. Fantastic friend to the show. She's been around since before the inception.
Super fan.
Uh-huh.
We're always grateful.
We are. And thank you for all your support, spreading the word and listening to all the episodes and your feedback. We love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.